When Josie and Matt Devlin bought their dream retirement home in Flagstaff, one of the first things they did was take out the front lawn. Now, a river of stone winds around clumps of bright native flowers.
Yeah,
it's still brand new.
Brand new.
So every time it's rained, we've loved the rain because we can watch our little river fill up.
The Devlins moved here from Phoenix in the spring. They're the first family in Flagstaff to go through a newly revamped city program that pays people to rip out their lawns. The city offers 25 cents per square foot of grass removed and gives advice on how to replace the lawn with water-savvy native plants.
You know, and after being in Phoenix for so long, and you see all the golf courses and the green lawns and the water wasted and the water running down the streets.
Our water bill in the valley was always over $100 and sometimes closer to $200. So we didn't want to repeat that. And plus, it's just the right thing to do.
Flagstaff has had a lawn replacement program for years. But Tamara Lawless, the city's water conservation manager, says it wasn't working. It offered a $500 rebate for removing grass and suggested homeowners try xeriscaping. Lawless worried people didn't know how to do that.
When we looked at the data, some people weren't actually saving water, and so we figured that they needed maybe a little bit more guidance.
Lawless revised the program to include specific instructions about plants, ground cover, and irrigation. She teamed up with expert gardeners at the local arboretum, who created plant lists tailored to every neighborhood in Flagstaff.
And they've also been providing some site visits to help the customers try to figure out what they want to put in their yard. Instead of just having, you know, plants that might die and then they get frustrated and put their lawn back, hopefully they're going to put in some plants that look beautiful and they're really happy with.
The Arboretum's director, Lynn Namath, says there's been plenty of interest. On a tour through the grounds, she points out some drought-tolerant plants that attract buzzing bees and hummingbirds.
We also have a penstemon over here. Oh, and one of my favorite plants in the world, which is the globe mallow. I mean, who can't love a plant with an orange blossom?
Namath says this is a very personal way people can act on the big problem of long-term drought and Colorado River water scarcity.
You start talking about how the Colorado River runoff is 42% of normal, but that's so abstract to many people. So making it about their backyards, I think, is very helpful.
Lawns are a drop in the bucket compared to the water consumed by crop irrigation or electricity generation. But the program's managers say this is about creating a culture that values water. For now, they can encourage conservation without making it mandatory. That's not the case everywhere in Arizona. Four wells ran dry in Pine and Strawberry this summer, forcing water restrictions.
We've had so little rain, so little moisture of any kind, that they've just asked that we not water our outside plants.
That's Pine resident Julie Pugel. She anticipated this moment long ago, which is why she tore out the grass in front of her realty business and put in artificial turf. She captures her shower water in a bucket to carry outside.
Because I do have a few plants that the elk haven't gotten, and just a few, so I'm able to water those.
Pugel says she loves the look of green grass, but this is the right way to live in Arizona. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.